local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A cool start here in now the second half of April. Dr. Bill calling for another beautiful day, but rain on the way this week. Details on the way right after we check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions so far. Light traffic as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway coming into the Eastern Shore. From Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard, light traffic again. The Mobile Police Department have told us no wrecks in the roadways. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile is having a summer special. You get a free rental of the facility. Just treat your guests to Host Bar. Find out more at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon temperatures in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-106. Extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
Okay, 608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, 52 now at our studios, heading for another high in the 70s today. Hey, I'll take it because eventually summer will be here. It'll be hot.
And, so hot.
Yeah, so right now just enjoy the fact that if we're going to got pretty warm yesterday, but when the sun sets, it cools off. It's nice to be outside, so we'll take it. Hey, a full weather discussion about the rain on the way and the chance of severe weather with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We'll do that about 6:35. Also, it is a Tuesday. That means Quinn Hillier joins us a little after 8 o'clock. And, of course, turning up your voice through the text line and the phone line throughout the morning and throughout the day at 343-0106. All right, one of the stories we talked about during Midday Mobile is that story was unfolding from there in Paris, and that is the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral. Nations are expressing solidarity with France after the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral and offering help for the recovery. Yesterday's fire collapsed the spire and burned through the roof of the 12th century landmark. Once again, putting it in perspective, and I'm a person very proud of living in an old city like Mobile, and get around somebody from like Tulsa or something, and say, that's cute. We've been here 300 years. Yeah, well, compared to, you know, they started the build. They started the job site. They got approval to go ahead there for Notre Dame in 1160.
That's insane. It took 12 hours for 12 centuries to be mostly burned to the ground. But they did save the organ. That's some good news.
Yeah, and they kind of going through we've seen the pictures this morning of what antiquities they did save. You also, I don't know if you saw that picture with the cross shining through there from where the burn accident happened, but they have saved quite a bit. And one of the keys here is one firefighter was injured, nobody killed in that blaze. More on the story from Melissa Bell from Westwood One.
Daybreak in Paris, bringing the first images of the badly damaged Notre Dame Cathedral after a fire ripped through the beloved Catholic landmark, stunning the city and the world. CNN obtaining this exclusive look inside the burnt-out cathedral. A fire hose running, embers still falling from the ceiling, rubble scattered across the floor, and an apparent hole in the roof. In one picture, candles still burning from where visitors left them before the fire began. This haunting image showing smoke surrounding the altar and its cross illuminated and seemingly intact. Rows of wooden pews and much of the nave appears to have survived. The image, a stark contrast to the architectural masterpiece that stood just hours before. Flames first seen leaping from the cathedral's wooden roof just before 7 p.m. local time. Police say the fire began in the attic and spread across the cathedral's wooden roof, known as the forest because of how many trees it took to build it. The cathedral's rector tells CNN that the entire roof structure is destroyed. The inferno filling the city sky with smoke and ash that rained down on thousands of onlookers who'd gathered on the street stunned as the blaze gained strength.
We turned around and looked back and gasped and saw this fire, and we watched as the rest of Paris watched in silent shock as these flames just grew and spread across the roof.
Sirens echoing through the silence as the fire engulfed the cathedral's iconic spire. The 300-foot tall structure eventually collapsing.
We heard the tower fall, and it was the worst sound, and people screamed.
Nearly 400 firefighters battling the blaze, working to save what was left of the iconic structure and the treasured artifacts inside. Paris's mayor tweeting that many of the priceless pieces, including the crown of thorns and the tunic of St. Louis, were recovered successfully. Firefighters also managing to save Notre Dame's iconic facade and bell towers. French President Emmanuel Macron emotional as he visited the historic cathedral.
So I say this very solemnly to you tonight. We will rebuild this cathedral together, and it is undoubtedly part of the French destiny and a project for the years to come.
With night falling, the crowd turning their heartache into hymns. Some onlookers mourning, others on their knees praying, honoring the cathedral, a part of the city's core for close to 9 centuries.
All right, report from Melissa Bell from Westwood One. And, you know, I saw it on social media throughout the day and evening yesterday. Kind of oil and water situation on this tragedy there in Paris as Notre Dame, so important to Catholics. It's one of the places Catholics will go as a pilgrimage. And you just heard it. And, of course, it does resonate the fact that this is Holy Week and this is when the fire breaks out. Sounds like, as you heard in the report there, they have saved some of the relics. The Thorn of Crowns, the Crown of Thorns has been saved. It's there. That's something that they bring out each year during Holy Week. Also, they have fragments of wood that are supposedly from the cross that Jesus was nailed to. And also, they said they have some of the spikes there. And these are things that have been at Notre Dame. They bring out during Holy Week. And yesterday, they bring them out and saving them during that horrible fire.
I can't even wrap my mind around the historical significance of those artifacts they have in there, and let alone the building itself. And it looks like it's going to take maybe decades to rebuild. And of course, it won't be the same Notre Dame Cathedral once it is rebuilt. But last night, the French President Emmanuel Macron, he pledged to rebuild the cathedral and asked Frenchmen and French women for help. And apparently, a few of the richest people in France have pledged to do so. You've got Bernard Arnault, who is the richest businessman in France. He pledged 200 million euros, which is $226 million. And then another businessman, Francois-Henri Pinault, they're going to give 100 million euros. So the French people stepping up. up. And of course they would, because not only is that so important historically, but to the French economy. I mean, that has millions of viewers, visitors every single year that come to see Notre Dame.
Yeah, and it's and that's one of the things as a religion, as France has become way more secular and there's fewer and fewer French Catholics, but it is a pilgrimage spot for Catholics from all over, let alone, you know, Protestants or agnostics or whatever, just to see something of that kind of antiquity. Once again, they started the job. They got the clearing, the building permit for that baby back in 1160.
Yeah.
Finished in 1260. And of course, they have done remodeling work over the, not decades, y'all, centuries. Think about that. All right, 616 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Let's face it, everyday expenses add up fast. Even if you watch what you spend, whether it's a trip to the grocery store or to the gas station, wouldn't it be nice to get something back? Well, with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn 2.5 APY on balances up to $25,000. So while the everyday expenses will always be there, get rewarded with Kasasa checking at Century Bank. We take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, APY annual percentage yield. Qualifications and rules may apply.
With WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney. Police are cracking down on drivers who do not slow down in work zones. Mobile police issued 79 tickets in two work zones last week. Last month, 40-year-old Clarence Crutcher was killed while working in a work zone on Dauphin Island Parkway at Hertel Street. It's spring break for students in Baldwin County, but there is no break for crews working on the new Orange Beach campuses. Temporary portable classrooms are being built at Orange Beach Middle School and Orange Beach High School. The city administrator tells News 5, students will only be in those temporary classrooms for 1 year. Four people are recovering one day after a crash involving an Escambia County transit bus. Happened at the intersection of Barr Street and 9th Avenue in Pensacola. The driver of the truck and three passengers on the bus were taken to the hospital. A bill outlawing most abortions in Alabama will get a public hearing in the legislature this week. The bill would make it a felony to perform an abortion unless the mother's health is at risk. That hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
For all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive in Tillman's Corner. For reliable repairs and maintenance at a reasonable price, go to King's Automotive, where you can trust they find the problem, not just throw parts at it. King's Automotive also has great values on used cars, especially budget-friendly cash cars. For king-size savings on service and sales, go to King's Automotive, 5450 Willis Road, right at I-10 and Highway 90. Family-owned and operated for all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive for the royal treatment.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
A new NFL contract record. The Golden State Warriors blow a 31-point lead, and Milwaukee's Christian Yelich has a 3-home-run, 7-RBI night. 619 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start with NFL news, where late last night, the Seattle Seahawks and quarterback Russell Wilson agreed to a 4-year, $140 million contract extension. It makes Wilson the highest-paid player in the NFL. The deal includes a $65 million signing bonus. Wilson made the announcement last night via a Twitter video while he laid in bed with his wife, Sierra.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Technology, isn't it amazing? Wilson is a five-time Pro Bowler and won the Super Bowl with Seattle in 2014. Last season, he set a career high with 35 touchdown passes. In the NBA playoffs, the Philadelphia 76ers tied an NBA record with 51 points in the third quarter and set a franchise record with 145 points in a 145-123 win over Brooklyn. That series is now tied at one game apiece. The Golden State Warriors blew a 31-point lead and lost to the LA Clippers 135-131. Landry Shamet led the Clippers with 36 points and hit the go-ahead three-pointer with 16 and a half seconds to play. Here's Warriors head coach Steve Kerr after the loss.
We stopped playing. We kind of disconnected kind of mid-third quarter and lost our defensive edge. You know, we kind of messed with the game a little bit. And when you do that, you know, you're in some trouble, especially in the playoffs.
Golden State Warrior and former LaFleur Rattler DeMarcus Cousins left the game in the first quarter with a left quad injury. Cousins is scheduled for an MRI today, but the Warriors are fearful that he tore his quad. It's a tough break for the Mobilian, who tore his left Achilles while playing for the New Orleans Pelicans last season. In the NHL playoffs, Carolina shut out Washington 5-0 to get a game back in the best-of-seven series. Capitals still lead 2-1. Toronto beat Boston 3-2 to take a 2-1 series lead. Nashville Predators goalie Pekka Rinne stopped 40 of 42 shots, leading the Predators past Dallas 3-2 and giving Nashville a 2-1 series lead. And Colorado crushed Calgary 6-3 to take a 2-1 series lead. In the major leagues last night, Wilson Contreras hit his sixth home run this season, and the Chicago Cubs beat the Miami Marlins 7-2. The New York Mets beat Philadelphia 7-6 in extra innings. The Dodgers rallied with two ninth-inning home runs to defeat Cincinnati 4-3. Christian Yelich hit three home runs and had seven RBIs, leading Milwaukee past St. Louis 10-7, and Colorado beat San Diego 5-2. In the American League, Wellington Castillo, one of my favorite names in the major leagues.
They're pretty strong.
He hit a two-run homer in the eighth inning to put the White Sox ahead of Kansas City 5-4. Cleveland beat Seattle 6-4. Baltimore got the win over Boston 8-1. Toronto beat Minnesota 5-3. And Texas got the win over the LA Angels 12-7. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears dropped a home series opener at the Hank to the Montgomery Biscuits 6-2. The Biscuits scored four runs in the first inning and were up 6-0 before Mobile scored a run in the sixth and ninth innings. The Bay Bears will take the field for game two of the series against the Biscuits tonight at 6:35 right here in Mobile. It's 6:22 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update is brought to you by Trans World of Mobile, bringing buyers and sellers of business together. Our value is maximizing your value. Online, visit tworld.com/mobile.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon temperatures in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's worth the drive to Kobe Subaru, where it's all about you. And we're also all about the community. As a recipient of the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award and the Stellar Performance Award, we always uphold our commitment to spread love and serve the community. Kobe loves pets. We support the Animal Rescue Foundation in their mission to promote the welfare of animals. Kobe loves to help. We partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast to help individuals struggling with hunger. And Kobe loves to care. Kobe Care is our commitment to customers with a relaxed car buying experience, financing for everyone, exceptional value on each certified pre-owned vehicle, and complimentary oil changes and car washes with every scheduled service. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. Shop the Gulf Coast's oldest and largest volume Subaru dealership and get more inventory and more selection. Visit us in Mobile and we'll make it worth the drive. Or shop online at KobeSubaru.com. At Kobe, it's all about you.
Based on new Subaru sales for a full year 2018 in Gulf Coast Zone.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Tubbs Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue so far as you're traveling now from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. No delays downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort checking in accident-free. Bama Flooring is not your one-stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs. Call them today or stop by their showroom in Robertsdale. They want to help you pick out the flooring you've always wanted. Bama Flooring. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 625 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. This is a story that just popped up, the Tennessee store selling Game of Thrones replica swords, and then like the angle was they're going to be allowed. Oh, they're allowed. They're swords. They worry about like conceal and carry swords. Out of Dateline, Red Bank, Tennessee. Red Bank from WTNH. Red Bank, can you help me? Red Bank, Tennessee?
Red Bank, no, it's not registering. Okay. I've probably driven by it, but...
Red Bank, Tennessee. I mean, maybe our...
Not good with geography,
maybe
this
our buddy
guy.
Fred can help us out here. Game of Thrones is all the rage right now. This is their story from WTNH, so thank you, WTNH. Game of the Thrones is all the rage right now, and a shop in Red Bank, Tennessee was way out in front of the craze. Oh, yeah, when I think trendsetters, I think
Red Bank,
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Special store is one of the few stores anywhere with permission to sell replicas of the swords that are seen in the show. The owner of the shop says he cut a deal. Okay, it's not that. Now I understand. It's not legality there in the municipality. It's a marketing deal. It's a licensing deal through George R.R.R.R.R. I wish I was Tolkien, R.R.R. Martin.
Don't be a hater.
Several months before HBO got the rights to make the show, he said he never expected the show to be the mega hit that it's become. So if you want to go get you a replica sword, if you want to get some Valyrian steel, you got to go up to Red Bank, Tennessee.
Red Bank, just north. I'm talking on the city limits of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And
so I've driven through there because I've driven through Chattanooga like a gazillion times.
It makes sense they would have swords. They're just east of Signal Mountain.
Okay.
So you got the mountain right there. And then they got to be careful, though, because the Tennessee Aquarium is right there, too. So they need to hide the sharks, hide the squids, hide everybody in the aquarium because you don't want anybody with a dagger or a sword coming in there cutting up your fish.
Have you been to the Tennessee Aquarium before?
I have not.
Okay,
no.
You're missing out. And now that you've got the newest addition down the road, you'll be looking for family things to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're going to Tennessee and you go through Chattanooga, it's a good aquarium.
My favorite Tennessee aquarium right now is in Lynchburg. That's where I like to go.
Yeah, no fish can swim in that.
No, they can't.
You know, Lynchburg lemonade, not good for the fish.
You know if they're going to have dragon glass.
Are they?
I don't know.
To drink your... Jack Daniels didn't make a specialty.
No, Jack Daniels didn't. They're too cool for that.
Okay. 627 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill coming up right after the news.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Police are looking for the gunman in a shooting on Knoll Street in Mobile. Happened in broad daylight yesterday afternoon around 2:30. The victim was rushed to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Authorities in Northwest Florida are also investigating a shooting. Escambia County Sheriff's deputies are looking for 25-year-old Bobby Hawkins. They believe he may know something about the shooting death of 28-year-old Kyle Baldwin. Baldwin was shot to death early Monday morning near East Ensley and Vicky Street. A bill outlawing most abortions in Alabama will get a public hearing in the legislature this week. The bill would make it a felony to perform an abortion unless the mother's health is at risk. The hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. A similar abortion bill is moving through the Florida legislature with 3 weeks left in the 60-day session, nearly every major issue is unsettled. On the list of items being considered, bringing down health care costs, expanding school vouchers, and new human trafficking laws. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Hey, y'all say hello to my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. It's been a warm winter. It's been a wet winter. And we seem to be already looking towards a summer pattern here in early spring.
It's been much warmer than it has the last few years. And so what we're seeing now is typically what we would see a few months from now.
Like, what do we need to be thinking about now in the spring that would normally be summer stuff?
It's still time to take care of the weeds that you have now. We still have time to get out in front of the summer weeds that you're going to have. But right now, we're getting out slow-release granular fertilizer, getting the grass woken up and getting it moving.
You know, you talk about that pre-emergent, too, getting in front of those weeds. You've told me in the past, this is one of the keys to having a great lawn is getting rid of the weeds.
The best weed control is a healthy lawn. If you can keep the weeds from coming up and you can grow grass to fill in the bare areas, you're really choking out the rest of the weeds that might go through the pre-emergent.
Let's do this. Let's get in a summer mentality here in early spring. Give us some contact info.
You can call us at 251-626-3309 or look us up online or find us in any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
A spokesman for Paris Firefighter says that the entire fire is out at Notre Dame Cathedral. Emergency services are currently surveying the remaining structure and extinguishing any smoldering debris. That's inside the charred walls. Melissa Bell reports on what's happening outside.
The slight drizzle here in Paris this morning has done nothing to detract the vast crowds who've come out to see for themselves how bad the damage was to this architectural marvel. The soul very much of Paris. Many of them trying to get as close as they can, all of them really quietly mourning.
Firefighters are being praised for rescuing many of the cathedral's treasured relics. A 71-year-old Louisiana man has been charged with 100 counts of first-degree rape over allegations of criminal sexual conduct involving minors dating back to the 1970s. The Rapides Parish Sheriff's Office received a tip about Harvey Joseph Fountain and began investigating. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. AT&T has sold its minority stake in Hulu back to the company in a deal that values a streaming video site at about $15 billion, a sharp jump from more than 2 years ago. Hulu, which is now owned by two major media companies, has been trying to build a service that can rival Netflix and other streaming services. AT&T inherited the stake when it acquired Time Warner and said it planned to sell its position to focus on its own streaming service, which it plans to launch this year. AT&T says it sold the 9.5% stake for $1.4 billion. After speeding into the public markets on hot investor demand near the end of March, Lyft's stock has been on a slide and now trades 22% below the company's initial public offering price. It's the worst performance over that time period for a U.S.-based company that raised over $1 billion in its initial public offering since Facebook's 2012 debut. Crude oil up 16 cents, trading at $63.56 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory, 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Oh, another beautiful, beautiful April morning here. It's cool and dry. I like this.
Yes, I'll get accustomed to this. But just remember what's around the corner.
Yeah.
Yes, the heat and humidity. But
you brought it up. You had to bring it up. Yep.
Well, we've got another cold front that's going to be moving in on Thursday, and this could give us some really nice weather for the weekend. But starting today with sunny skies and a high of about 78 degrees for this afternoon, and the wind just out of the southeast around 10 miles per hour. Tonight will cool down nicely into the 50s, around 55 degrees. And then tomorrow it should be mostly sunny and up around 80 degrees tomorrow afternoon. Now, tomorrow night, the clouds begin to increase, and temperatures stay in the 60s. And then on Thursday, looks like showers and thunderstorms for the forecast. Now, most of that activity is going to be in the afternoon and into the evening hours on Thursday. Thursday will become rather windy. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s, showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon and into the evening hours as that cold front arrives. And then it should all move out. Friday, mostly sunny skies and a high only of 68 degrees. That is way below normal. Normal is 77. So upper 60s for Friday, and then back into the 40s again. 48 degrees and possibly as low as 45 in some areas. And that's Friday night. And the weekend looks great. High pressure will build right over us. Sunny and 72 on Saturday, sunny and 78 on Sunday, with low humidity and cooling into the 50s at night.
Wow, fantastic Easter weekend forecast.
Couldn't be better.
Very nice for church on Sunday. The Easter egg hunt, I hate to break out in a sweat when I'm running after the kids, well, when I'm in with the kids competing in the Easter egg hunt. Dr. Bill, when this rain does come through, severe weather associated with this? You had talked about upstate. What about in our area? Kind of break that down for us.
Yeah, there's a possibility of a few severe thunderstorms developing closer to the coast, and that would be in the afternoon and evening hours on Thursday. But once again, the major area of severe weather will be across central Mississippi and central Alabama, and again, in the afternoon and evening hours. So we'll be talking about that certainly tomorrow and again on Thursday. But the important thing here is that that afternoon and evening rains and thunderstorms, and then it should start to clear off like Thursday night. Beautiful weather for Friday and through the weekend.
Great news, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. So it looks good for Easter weekend ahead, which means no sweating through the new Easter shirt.
You think that's bad? Feel for the Easter bunny.
Yes, no joke. No joke. It's warm to be a 6-foot-tall bunny.
It is, but cool weather on the way, so that's good news.
So should I go with the this would be a text line question. Should I go with the different colored Easter shirt? I haven't done that since I was a child, and mother would decide, you know, what you would be in your super starched like a piece of tin Easter button down, and it would be some brightly colored shirt that as a boy you're like, I don't want to wear this.
Right
now, turning around here in my later 40s, I wonder if I am going to go back to that. Should I embarrass my children with a very bright pastel shirt with my suit for church on Sunday?
I think you should go for it, but what would be really embarrassing is, you know, my daughter, we got her some bunny ears.
Yes.
If you could find some bunny ears that would fit your head and wear those.
Which, by the way, my head, Barney Rubble, like a giant head. I have a giant head.
They might not make them in your size, but if you could find some of those, your kids would just die. I'm sure of it.
Okay. Well, then that's all I need to know. If it embarrasses my children, then I'm all in. By the way, a few Easter stats I saw from the folks over at Wallet Hub. Total Easter-related spending expected this year. These numbers, when they do it for holidays, always just leave me slack-jawed. $18.1 billion
in
total Easter spending.
In bright shirts.
Yes, I get bright shirts and Cadbury cream eggs. $151 average Easter spending among people celebrating, so each American. Wow. $3.3 billion will be spent on clothing.
Man.
So the brightly colored Easter shirts. $5.7 billion will be spent on food. $2.5 billion will be spent on candy. And listen, you get the fancy, the Easter bunnies, you know, the ones that aren't the nice price bin. you can spend $2.5 billion on that. $2.9 billion will be spent on gifts, and 66% of Americans, 66% of parents will make Easter baskets for their kids. 92% of Easter baskets will include chocolate or candy. That's a question. That's kind of a different thing. Did you get growing up gifts like beyond candy in your Easter basket?
It wasn't the same as Christmas gifts, but I always loved waking up on Easter. My mom would put together baskets for my brother and I,
right,
and it would have the chocolates, it would have candy in it, but also it would have like magazines and fun little knickknacks,
right,
I would call them.
Small gifts.
Yeah, nothing outrageous, but it would be stuff that I would use, and of course candy, which I used a little too often.
Right.
But yeah, I loved waking up on Easter morning. I guess you could consider those gifts, but it wasn't like I was waking up to a new iPhone or anything.
Yeah, maybe I should ask you, are edible gifts? Because we would get baskets, but they would be candy and those kind of things. Maybe once in a while, there was something in there that wasn't candy, but usually it was just candy.
Yeah.
My wife's family, they do the candy and then gifts, too. So, I mean, we're already, you know, in the process of gifts for Easter. So
well, I know where I'll be on Sunday.
Okay. Bring your basket by. We'll fill it up. All right, 640. We'll check in with Kelly for headlines and Kane for traffic next.
Hello. This is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Keep in mind, McGregor Road from Dolphin Street to Old Shell closed for the next 4 to 6 months for sidewalk construction. That started this week, and really traffic has been kind of slow in that area because of it. So far, no delays there, and also if you're traveling downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing or $5,700 in savings. Model 80 377. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Ashley's suggesting I wear a seersucker suit.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably not, that's not very far out on the ragged edge of things. That I actually have the means to do that. I just have to decide, you know, if I'm going to get a brightly colored shirt.
Mm-hmm. Well,
which one?
Do the brightly colored shirt, but go ahead and get the seersucker and then just use it again when the Kentucky Derby comes around.
That's
and
right.
Then you can have a mojito.
That's a very good thing, or I can probably have a mint julep.
Thank you.
But I can have a mojito, too. I don't want to stop myself.
Drink what you want.
Maybe I'll have both. 6:42, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The 2020 election will be here before you know it. And this morning, a new poll is out that concludes if former Chief Justice Roy Moore ran for Senate, he would be in the lead. The Mason-Dixon poll of 400 registered Alabama voters who identified as Republican showed that Moore came in with 34% of the vote, followed by U.S. Representative Mo Brooks at 27% and the only declared candidate, Republican Congressman Bradley Byrne of Fairhope at 13%. U.S. Representative Gary Palmer had 11%, while Alabama Senate President Del Marsh had 4%, and businessman Tim James came in at 6% with 2%. Now, a quarter of those polls were undecided. Polls such as these are known to lead based on name recognition. At this point, the former Chief Justice has not yet announced if he's running again for that Senate seat. Alabama primaries are March 3rd, 2020. A new day and now a new outbreak. The Centers for Disease Control says one person from Alabama is among 93 confirmed cases across 9 states impacted by a salmonella outbreak. The culprit is pre-cut melons. Indiana's Cato Foods is voluntarily recalling fresh-cut watermelon, honeydew melon, cantaloupe, and fresh-cut mixed fruit containing one of those melons. They were sold in 16 states at stores including Trader Joe's, Kroger, Target, Walmart, and Amazon Whole Foods. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says the melons may be infected with salmonella, which is an organism which can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or elderly people, and others with weakened immune systems. The first illnesses were first reported last month. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
When you need roofing service, you need Mobile Roofing. Complying with Alabama's new roofing law, their licensed roofing professionals have the correct licensing and can certify your roof material warranty. It pays to hire a professional in this climate, one of the rainiest and windiest cities in the U.S. Call Mobile Roofing for any residential or commercial roofing or estimate. Check for credential, license, and insurance from your roofing professional because you need and want it done right the first time. Roofing you can count on. Mobile Roofing and Construction. It's in the name. 251-888-0301.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
With WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney. Police are cracking down on drivers who do not slow down in work zones. Mobile police issued 79 tickets in two work zones last week. Last month, 40-year-old Clarence Crutcher was killed while working in a work zone on Dauphin Island Parkway at Hertel Street. It's spring break for students in Baldwin County, but there is no break for crews working on the new Orange Beach campuses. Temporary portable classrooms are being built at Orange Beach Middle School and Orange Beach High School. The city administrator tells News 5 students will only be in those temporary classrooms for 1 year. Four people are recovering one day after a crash involving an Escambia County transit bus. Happened at the intersection of Barr Street and 9th Avenue in Pensacola. The driver of the truck and three passengers on the bus were taken to the hospital. A bill outlawing most abortions in Alabama will get a public hearing in the legislature this week. The bill would make it a felony to perform an abortion unless the mother's health is at risk. That hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
A record-setting NFL contract. The Golden State Warriors lose DeMarcus Cousins and blow a 31-point lead. And Milwaukee's Christian Yelich has a 3-home-run, 7-RBI night. It's 647 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start with NFL news, where late last night, the Seattle Seahawks and quarterback Russell Wilson agreed to a 4-year, $140 million contract extension that makes Wilson the highest-paid player in the NFL. The deal includes a $65 million signing bonus. Wilson made the announcement last night via a Twitter video while he laid in bed with his wife, Sierra.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Wilson is a 5-time Pro Bowler and won the Super Bowl with Seattle in 2014. Last season, he set a career high with 35 touchdown passes. In the NBA playoffs, the Philadelphia 76ers tied an NBA record with 51 points in the third quarter and set a franchise record with 145 points in a 145-123 win over Brooklyn. That series is now tied at one game apiece. The Golden State Warriors blew a 31-point lead and lost to the LA Clippers 135-131. Landry Shamet led the Clippers with 36 points and hit the go-ahead three-pointer with 16 and a half seconds to play. Here's Warriors head coach Steve Kerr after the loss.
We stopped playing. We kind of disconnected kind of mid-third quarter and lost our defensive edge. You know, we kind of messed with the game a little bit. And when you do that, you're in some trouble, especially in the playoffs.
Golden State Warrior and former LaFleur Rattler DeMarcus Cousins left the game in the first quarter with a left quad injury. Cousins is scheduled for an MRI today, but the Warriors are fearful that he actually tore the quad. It's a tough break for the Mobilian, who tore his left Achilles while playing for the New Orleans Pelicans last season. In the NHL playoffs, Carolina shut out Washington 5-0 to get a game back in the best of seven series. The Capitals still lead 2-1. Toronto beat Boston 3-2 to take a 2-1 series lead. Nashville Predators goalie Pekka Rinne stopped 40 of 42 shots, leading the Predators past Dallas 3-2 and giving Nashville a 2-1 series lead. And Colorado crushed Calgary 6-3 to take a 2-1 series lead. In the major leagues last night, Wilson Contreras hit his 6th home run of the season, and the Chicago Cubs beat the Miami Marlins 7-2. The New York Mets beat Philadelphia 7-6 in extra innings. The Dodgers rallied with 2 ninth-inning runs to defeat Cincinnati 4-3. Christian Yelich hit 3 home runs and had 7 RBIs, leading Milwaukee past St. Louis 10-7, and Colorado beat San Diego 5-2. In the American League, Wellington Castillo hit a 2-run homer in the 8th inning. Great name.
Wellington Castillo, Wellington, I do presume. Castillo
drinks his tea with his pinky up.
Oh, big time.
His 2-run homer put the White Sox ahead of Kansas City 5-4. Cleveland beat Seattle 6-4. Baltimore got the win over Boston 8-1. Toronto beat Minnesota 5-3. And Texas beat the LA Angels 12-7. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears dropped a home series opener at the Hank to the Montgomery Biscuits 6-2. The Biscuits scored 4 runs in the first inning and were up 6-0 before Mobile scored a run in the 6th and 9th innings. The Bay Bears will take the field for Game 2 of the series against the Biscuits tonight at 6:35 right here in Mobile. It's 6:51 right now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile, the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
I just wonder which one scores higher on the fancy index. Wellington Castillo, remember we had who wrote for AL.com, Prescott Stokes III.
Yes. Well, anytime you add a third or the fourth to the end of it. But Wellington and Prescott, I mean, those are two top-notch names.
Pretty fancy. Pretty fancy stuff out of our league. All right, we'll be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue. Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt, 65, looking good so far. If you're coming in from the Eastern Shore, the Bayway, the Causeway, no delays. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, still a good start on the way in. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile, having a summer special. You get a free rental of the facility. Just treat your guests to a host bar. Call 408-9950 and see them at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update from Kobe Subaru, the Gulf Coast's oldest and largest volume Subaru dealership with the lowest prices and more inventory and selection, plus commitment to customers with Kobe Care. Online at KobeSubaru.com. Based on new Subaru sales for full year 2018 in Gulf Coast Zone.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon temperatures in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
All right, 7:53, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Hey, you know what feels great? paying off high-interest credit cards, getting a lower rate, and saving money. And I got the folks to help you do that. That's the people at Lightstream. Refinance your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Get a fixed rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay, and you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. You can even get your money like today, the day you apply. Plus, Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. Hey, want to save even more? Y'all can get an additional interest rate discount. Now, the only way to get that discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. The website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. My last name, SULLIV as in Victory, AN. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. 6:55 now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Rush hour traffic came to a screeching halt Monday after two vehicles slammed into each other, flipping one on top of its roof and the other split in half. That crash happened around 6 p.m. at Azalea Road and Government Boulevard Monday in Mobile. Mobile Fire Rescue confirms that two people were transported to the hospital. Police are expected to release an update on their condition later today. 9. That's how many tornadoes have been confirmed from last weekend by the National Weather Service, and that number could change as damages are still being surveyed after severe weather pummeled the state Saturday night into Sunday. Those tornadoes touched down in Franklin County, Colbert County, Shelby County, Crenshaw, and Pike Counties, Etowah County, two more in Pike County, and one in Russell County. The tornadoes ranged between EF0 and EF1. Shelby County had an EF0. Another Shelby County tornado touched down also in EF0. We're talking about maximum winds of 75 miles per hour. Crenshaw Pike County, an EF0 touchdown as well. In Pike County, the Troy tornado, there's an EF1, which touched down with estimated winds of 95 miles per hour. The Etowah County tornado had an EF1 tornado with a path length of 2.55 miles and a width of 100 yards. Several homes sustained significant roof damage. There was an EF0 tornado which touched down in Pike County. Once again, Franklin County saw an EF1 tornado there with winds estimated at 100 miles per hour. There was a tree that fell on top of a home. In Colbert County, there was an EF1 tornado. That tornado had top winds of 100 miles per hour, had a path length of 1.1 miles and 70 yards wide at its peak. And the 9th tornado touched down in Russell County. That was an EF0 tornado with winds of up to 85 miles per hour and was on the ground for only half a mile. More surveys are planned for today in Hale, Tuscaloosa, Marion, and Perry counties. Those surveys may be expanded based on what they see. Dr. Bill will join us shortly with more information when it comes to your weather and more insight into these tornadoes. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 6:57 FM Talk 106.5. And we'll talk to Dr. Bill coming up about the Easter forecast ahead. Plus, we're turning up your voice on the text line at 343-0106. We'd love to hear your voice after 8. Same number. You can text or call. Remember the website, fmtalk1065.com, and we'll be right back.